Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the NAFCD meeting in Chicago, and I'm with Scott Roy, the president and CEO with Gilford Johnson. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I wanted to talk to you about some awards that were given out this morning. We'll get to that in just a minute. Before that, let's tell our listeners a little bit about Gilford Johnson. Many people know a successful distributor organization, one based in Atlanta and one based in Louisville, that came together with the help of a private equity firm at the beginning of the year, right?
That is correct. The acquisition actually happened at the end of 2015. So at the stroke of midnight on December 31st, or close to that, Gilford Flooring and Johnson Wholesale Floors became one company, and that was Gilford Johnson.
And it came about because the people that were running those companies were looking for some succession planning. How did this evolve?
Yeah, I would say that there's no doubt that Melinda McChesney, who is the president of Johnson Wholesale Floors, was looking for a very specific succession plan. And what she really wanted was to sell the company to someone that would maintain that legacy and that respect that she built over the years and that her father, Don Johnson, built. And she saw that in the Blue Equity and the Gilford Flooring acquisition. So it was really a marriage made in heaven, because it allowed her then to work for a short time period, retire, know that the company is in good hands, and work well with Gilford Flooring as well.
And what is your background? Where did you come from?
Well, I started in this industry a long time ago in 1986. I graduated from college and I joined Armstrong World Industries. And I spent 14 years in a variety of different positions with Armstrong right out of their training class, probably the best training class I ever could imagine. And I left the industry for a very short period of time, went to work for Hunter Douglas Window Treatments, and then came back in January of 2005 with Haynes, a distributor out of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. All right. And as you were pulling these two companies together, did the lines that they carried, did they closely align? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, one of the best things about the merger was there was virtually no geographic overlap. So the companies came up and met, I call it, they met in Nashville or near Nashville. Because of that, that both companies actually had a lot of different lines. And product lines are often granted or given to distributors by virtue of a geographical area that they cover. Now, the good news is there were a couple of that we carried in both companies. Somerset Hardwood Floors would be a very specific example. Tarkett and all of the different Tarkett brand of products was a major, major line for Johnson Wholesale Floors, and Gilford Flooring did not carry that. So the answer is it actually was, there were some common lines, but then there were some new and different lines. And the best part of it all is both companies had very, very successful, I call them Gilford Johnson brands. And now we've used those, and we've now crisscrossed those from the north to the south and the south to the north.
Are there some lines that you have just in certain areas?
Oh, yes, there are some lines that will, and we will always probably have that. We'll have lines that will maintain in the, what we call the Midwest area, which is Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and there will be lines that will probably stay in the southeast.
And now the company Gilford Johnson, where is it based now?
The actual company headquarters are in Louisville, Kentucky. So we're based right over the bridge, just north of the city of Louisville in Jeffersonville, Indiana, but it's part of the metropolitan of Louisville. And we also will continue to maintain a big office and support staff in Atlanta.
All right, so the next question, and one of the reasons I wanted to interview you, is two Lifetime Achievement Awards were given today, and it should be of no surprise that it was the leaders of these two companies that got those awards. So talk real quickly about that, if you would.
Yeah, it couldn't have come at a better time. So, you know, with Melinda retiring at the end of the year, one of her senior leaders was a gentleman by the name of Nick Burdett, who's now the senior vice president of sales across all of Gilford Johnson Flooring. He had made a recommendation and we sat and talked about it. So he and I wrote up the nomination for Melinda, And it just was the easiest nomination that I could think of. And she's just so deserving of this. And she has given so much to this industry. So I was thrilled to give that to her.
All right. And the other award, obviously, the leader of Guilford is Dennis Cook, right?
Yes. So Dennis Cook retired at the end of March as the president and CEO of Guilford Flooring. And Guilford had already sold to Blue Equity a couple of years ago, but Dennis remained in that position, and he was looking for a true succession plan as well. So while he retired in the end of March, he's still been somewhat involved as chairman emeritus. And two of his closest allies in the company for years, Jody Doyle, who's vice president of product marketing, and Rob Perkins, who is the senior vice president of all products and marketing that used to work for Dennis, really sat down in a room and said, you know what, this would be a great honor for him. And I couldn't agree more.
All right, so two companies come together. You take the headquarters up to Louisville, which is the Guilford area. Did you also retain more of the Guilford culture, or did you do a blending of that? Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah. Well, I would answer it by saying that we probably have done more of a blending, but it wasn't a big difference between the two cultures. You had some. But given the fact that we're also creating a new culture, because you've got the two founders of these companies are retiring. So now we're really trying to do something different or really change for the future. So the culture is going to change no matter what we want it to be. And hopefully we'll develop it into an excellent culture with great services moving forward. We need to change and become more aggressive and part of the new generation.
The Scott Roy culture.
I don't know if I would never, ever, ever call it that, but I would say that our management team and our leadership team really owns this, and I really feel like they want to own it.
Let me ask you this. This is a tough question to answer because obviously you've just been around a year, so you can't track success on year-over-year numbers. But I guess you can look back and see what the two companies were doing prior to and then look and see what they're doing together. And hopefully that's more than what they were doing individually. Talk about success this year.
Yeah, I would describe success in two ways. The actual results, and there's clearly results that are above not only the expectations, but year over year. So I'm very delighted with that, especially in the midst of a major integration of bringing two companies together. I would also say that this year I'll remember that it was so successful because we actually completed the major part of the integration in 8 or 9 months. That is what I'm probably the most proud of in terms of the actual bringing of the two companies together. And so you've got the results, which are obviously going to improve. And a lot of that's driven by the lines we carry and the, you know, the services we provide. But the biggest measurement, in my opinion, of success is that we haven't disrupted any service for our customers or our suppliers. And that's incredibly important.
But have you also been able to pick up additional lines at the same time?
Yes, we were able to bring some lines from what Johnson had and some lines from what Guilford had, and we brought them back and forth. And absolutely, and I think there's more to come with that.
So you've exceeded your plan for this year?
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. All right, great. It's good to catch up with you, Scott. Appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Scott Roy, the president and CEO of Guilford Johnson, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.